Yo, it's 10:30 a.m. Time to get out of bed. That's a decent hour, isn't it? 10:30, it's not so bad. I mean, compared to fucking 2 o'clock or some stupid shit. Let's see here. I got an email from Ruby, a listener from Arizona. I believe she's from Arizona. She's a college student, if I recall. Maybe she graduated. I don't know. This is what she had to say. She said, I realized your show isn't good because of the content. Well, I agree with you there. It isn't good because of the content. I would say your show isn't good, period. But she's saying it isn't. I guess the implication there is that Ruby thinks it is good. Well, that's nice. But not because of the content. Of course not. The content's terrible. This is the worst podcast on the internet. It's the fact that you wake up whenever the fuck you want and stay up watching Netflix, like, more days than not. Well, I do stay up and watch Netflix. Here's the thing. I go out at night and do shows or whatever it is I do at night. And then I usually get home around, like, on a regular night, I get home like 1 o'clock, 12 or 1, something like that. That's like pretty much every night of the week. I don't stay out later on the weekend necessarily, because I don't give a shit. I stay out every night. So it's not like, it's the weekend. I actually don't like the weekend because there's too many fucking people around. I like being out on a Tuesday night. Tuesday night, nobody's out. Anybody out on Tuesday night is down. They're cool. You go out all the time. You know what I mean? People out on a weekend, they're like so desperate to have fun. A Saturday night's the worst because they're like, oh man, this is my last chance. This is my last chance before tomorrow. It's where Sunday comes, and Sunday's the worst, man. That Sunday feeling. Sunday morning's all right, but I don't have that Sunday feeling, but you know, I used to have it. But I stay up watching Netflix. Last night, I actually stayed up watching Hulu. Hulu, of course, commercial-free Hulu. I will never be poor enough to do my own laundry or have Hulu with commercials. Those are two things I will not... I won't be able to go back. I can't turn back on those things. I've gotten used to them. And that's the life I lead. Ruby's saying my show is good because I stay up watching Netflix. We are living vicariously through your podcast because we wake up at like 6 a.m. most fucking days and have to stop watching Netflix at like 10. Yo, who's doing that shit? There's no reason to get up at 6 a.m. No. I had a job. I had to do that. I used to work for an accounting firm called Deloitte. It's one of the big accounting firms, right? And I was living in Queens. And this is... I graduated from college... I got my accounting degree in 2004. I started working. This is 2004. I started working at Deloitte, and they had me in Central Jersey. It was like a fucking hour and a half. No, it was like an hour plus drive, right? And I'd have to be there at 9, but I would have to leave there at like, I'd have to leave my house like 7:30, but then. Busy season, I probably had to get up at like 6. That is a fucking lame shit. I wasn't down for that at all. And then I used to work for a little while. I worked over, I wrote jokes for Howard Stern show, but I did that from home. But then they had me come in and do it, and when I had to come in and do it, then I had to be like there for the show. So then I had to get up, but that's getting up early to go there, so I don't count that. But there's really no reason for work days to start so fucking early where you have to be up at 6, because that's even like that Howard Stern gig. If we were all starting work at 10 like you should be, I mean, that should be the earliest. There should be nothing before 10 a.m., right? Then that Howard Stern show would have started at 9 a.m., say. You start like, start an hour, whatever. They should even say, listen, this is how it should work. It should be like, you get up at 10, and then you get to work when you get to work. And then, so it's like some people get, if you live down the street, you get to work at like 10:15. I used to live, the last job I had as an accountant, I lived 5 blocks from my office. So I had to be at work at 9. I got up at 9 and would get to work at like 9:20, because you gotta brush your teeth and whatever, put on the business casual. It was probably took me 10 minutes to walk from my house, from like being in my living room into my office. And then they fired me, but I did that for a few years. So you get up at 10 a.m. This is what I'm proposing to society. You get up at 10 a.m. You get to work when you get to work. I guess you got to be reasonable, because some people, I worked with people that lived in the fucking Jersey Shore and commuted. So it's like, if you're going to do some weird shit like that, be like, I'm gonna live 2 hours away from where I work. That's on you. Let's say the workday starts at 10:45. All right. I realize my idea of like, you get up at 10, you get to work when you get to work, doesn't quite. It's a little bit of an issue. Say the workday starts at 10:45. You do work at 10:45. Then you have some breakfast. Have some breakfast at the office or whatever, wherever your workplace may be. Right? And then some eggs, bacon, some oatmeal. That's something simple. You have like a couple of options. Everybody has a little breakfast. Workday starts 11 a.m. All right, 11 a.m. comes, and then you just work, man. You just go at it for 4 hours. And you know what happens in 4 hours? You go the fuck home, because nobody works longer than 4 hours in a fucking day. And if you do, cut it out. You're screwing it up for everybody else. Because most people don't work more than 4 hours in a day. I didn't even work 4 hours in a day. I would say 2 hours a day. And I was not good at my job. If I had done twice that, I'd be president of the company. I would be the CEO of a big company if I worked 4 hours a day. That's a lot. 4 hours? Too much. And if you're working more than 4 hours a day, you could cut it back. You're making your expectations too high. So that was pretty much it. Let's see. Netflix, because we got it the next day. She says a couple more things, but that's it. I envy your lifestyle. Stop if it's what's in your heart, but I'll keep listening if you don't. Good job, Ruby. Thank you, Ruby. I appreciate all that. Because I will keep going. That's all it takes. One person email me, say they're listening. I keep going. Chris at ChrisLaker.com. You can email me. Everybody. Anybody who's listening. Just say, hey, I'm listening. Yeah, that's all you have to do. You don't have to say you like it. I don't care if you like it, if you're listening. Not everybody likes, you know. I hate listening to podcasts. Ruby was high listening to the podcast. I think that's probably the best way to listen to this show is high. Oh, man, I did this show Friday. I think I forgot to say it because now that I don't do the show on the weekend, I forget to talk about what I did on Friday. Friday, I did this show at the Creek in the Cave. Nick Maritato, who you might know from this show, had a show. He did a thing. He's like, everybody on the show ate some edibles and then we're supposed to tell jokes about food. So you eat these fucking things. This is my problem with edibles, is that you eat them and you don't know when the hell they're going to kick in. And I always make the mistake of, like, they start to kick in. I'm like, it's not enough. And then I eat more. And then I end up in outer space, which is what happened to me Friday night. I ate all these edibles. And I was really high when I performed, but I was, like, fine. Like, I could tell jokes. I could be funny. And had fun. And then And then when I got home, I'm like, when I get high, I love to watch Hulu. Seinfeld on Hulu. They have every episode, and So I'm like sitting there watching Seinfeld. When I got home, and then I'm like, I think I'm too high to sit on this couch and watch Seinfeld. And I crawled up to bed. Jacqueline was out of town. My bed is in this loft. So it has stairs, but like I'm like, crawl up to bed and I'm just like laying there. Now I'm like tripping like crazy. And then I just fell asleep. So it's fine. Should we do the news? Or we're good. I don't even need to do the fucking news. Ruby's email took me through the whole ep. Pretty cool. Thank you for the email, Ruby. Killed the whole episode. If you want to know the news, I don't know, read it. Not that the news is really a good, you know, whatever. All right, I'm going to go. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, get this. Tonight on the Tonight Show, Jacqueline's cousin, Jack Antonoff, is going to be on, and his band, Bleachers, is performing. And then next week, a week from tomorrow, Jacqueline will be on the Tonight Show. That's fucking bananas. So everybody, watch the Tonight Show tonight, but really fucking watch it. I know it's Friday night. I don't know. You can watch it on, I'm sure you can watch the set on YouTube the next day. But if you're home Friday night, or if you have who has a DVR? I mean, people are like, oh, DVR. Like, who has a fucking DVR? But they'll put that's on, if you have Hulu, they put the Tonight Show on Hulu, so you can watch it on there the next day. All right, see you tomorrow. We love you.